Now, taking a look at sports on KDDR.
A big win last night for the Oaks Tornadoes boys basketball team. They traveled to Colfax to take on the Richland Colts, and they came away with their second victory of the week. Final score from Colfax last night, Oaks 77, Richland 62. It's the Tornadoes' first top 10 victory of the season as well, as they move to 10-6 on the year. Other scores from the district, Edgley Cullum Montpelier, the number one seed come district tourney time, was taken to the edge by Carrington. Overtime was needed last night from Edgley as the Rebels would beat Carrington 65-62. So the Rebels stay undefeated in district play while Carrington still winless within the districts. Lemoore Litchfield Marion edged Medina Pingree Buchanan last night in a regional matchup 56-55. Barnes County North takes down Warwick 71-66. And then a couple of top 10 scores to get to as well. Hillsborough Central Valley knocks out Grafton 58-54. And Langdon beats St. John 51-49. The District 5 girls basketball tournament starts today from the Jamestown Civic Center. Three games today, three games tomorrow, and three games on Monday. Today's slate of action goes like this. It is the 4-seed Edgley Cullum Montpelier taking on 5-seed Midcota. That is a 4:30 start time. The second game of the night, starting around 6 o'clock, will feature the 2-seed Lemoore Litchfield Marion and the 7-seed Ellendale. And finally, at 7:30, Oaks takes on Barnes County North in the 3-versus-6-seed matchup. All games can be heard on Q101, and the Oaks games can be heard on KDDR The Tornado. The North Dakota State Bison women's basketball team blasted IPFW last night for their fifth Summit League victory of the year, 74-53. But maybe more importantly and more impressive, junior Michelle Geiselrova joined the 1,000-point club, and she hit her 72nd straight free throw, which is an all-time NCAA Division I record.